Sorry Day, 26th of May, Stolen Generation special. I'm speaking with Lisa Zammit, Acting CEO of Connecting Home.
Hi there, Gav.
What is the significance of Sorry Day?
So Sorry Day is a really significant day for the Stolen Generations. It's a day of mourning and a time to remember the removal of children into care and remembering all those kids that were taken away from their families and communities.
What is the Stolen Generation?
So Stolen Generations is the name we give for children that were removed and forcibly removed because of past policies. So all of those kids were removed because the aim was to assimilate the children into white society, and so that they were removed from their culture and their family and taken away from their land so that they were raised to not be Aboriginal. Some of those kids were also not forced removed in the way that government tricked their parents to take them away. So there were some parents who unfortunately were signing forms thinking they were signing their kids to go on excursions and their children were taken away and never came back. So we're a bit careful with how we use the word forcible because a lot of parents were tricked as well.
What do you do here at Connecting Home?
So at Connecting Home, we work with the Stolen Generations and their families as well. And we have two programs we mostly run here these days, and that is our case management program. And that program works with people on different things that individuals and families want to achieve. So we work on things from housing to supporting people through court matters. We help people with going through the process of redress and civil litigation, child protection matters, helping people just live day to day as well. And we also have the NDIS program. We last year became NDIS approved, and we work with people and families with a disability on working through their plan and achieving what's been put in their plan through the NDIS as well. So they're the two main things we do these days.
Where does the Stolen Generation stand in terms of current court cases, and are there any court cases that have been successful?
So my knowledge to date, there has been no court case that has been successfully started and completed for the Stolen Generations. I haven't seen or heard of any cases go to court. Normally matters are settled out of court. There hasn't been any out of court settlements that I know of that are directly related to the Stolen Generations here in Victoria. A lot of the cases that we support people to work on are civil litigations to do with abuse and neglect. So they're more the cases that we see, and people settle out of court or don't get to court and settle beforehand.
So where do we stand at the moment in terms of legal process?
We're still working to fight for redress for the Stolen Generations. There is still no redress in Victoria. And I do understand that VALS, the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, has also been advocating more recently around redress for the Stolen Generations as well. And we have been working to support that too. So there is no legal process per se at the moment, but we are still having people successfully settle civil litigation suits out of court. So people have been able to make claims and successfully receive settlement, but probably not as high as what people would like it to be. I think there's no amount, obviously, that would ever be enough for the suffering people have gone through. But even then, the payouts haven't been probably as high as what they should be. But people, because they don't want to keep being traumatised, they will settle because they just don't want to keep going through it anymore. So that's sort of where it's at the moment.
What would you say to people who think the Stolen Generations is a myth?
I've had many of those discussions because I'm non-Aboriginal. I have a lot of discussions outside of work around this, and one of my biggest things that I retaliate back with is that there is many things in our history that we don't question and we take to be true. So why on earth would this be any different? Why would we question and wonder if this is a myth if we don't question the forgotten Australians, or we don't question when Captain Cook came to Australia, or what have you, in whatever it is in history? We don't question any of that. So why would we question the Stolen Generations? The other thing is, I say to people, is that in the work we do, we see every day the impacts, and we see the truth of what the impact has been on people's lives. And that's how I know it to be true, and how I can vouch for the fact that the Stolen Generations is real. And it has traumatised members of the community so much and has created so much damage for them that I refuse to accept anyone's comment to say that it's not real, because I see it every day.